Between the recent hot weather and working from home, many Pittsburghers have seen their electric bills go up this summer. But 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski reports that demand on the power grid has actually gone down.
When you take big players like factories and office buildings out of the picture, electricity usage drops considerably. PJM Interconnection manages grids in 13 states and the District of Columbia. Senior Vice President of Operations Mike Bryson says in May, peak electricity usage was about 14% less than what was expected.
We typically look at residential, commercial, and industrial as our energy consumers, and that whole mix really changed between March, April, and May.
Peaks grew closer to expected levels in June thanks to air conditioners, but they were still down 2 to 3%. That doesn't mean outages aren't an issue this summer. Duquesne Light says there have been 27,000 instances of customers losing power since July 3rd. While some are due to things like car accidents, many outages in the summer can be blamed on thunderstorms and prolonged heat waves. Mike Bryson again.
The higher the temperature, the lower the amount of capacity that transmission and distribution lines can carry.
Not only is it harder to push the electricity through the lines in the summer, the power lines themselves get heavier from expanding in the heat. That causes them to droop, according to Duquesne Light spokesperson Holly Geithner.
And so sometimes, if the vegetation hasn't been managed around those lines, it may sag and come in contact with some trees in that area and cause an outage.
Companies like Duquesne Light and PJM take preventative steps to keep outages from becoming catastrophic. Some transformers are monitored, and when the amount of electrical current gets too high, operators can manually switch them off, causing those brief power outages we're all familiar with.
They're able to switch that and isolate the trouble while crews work on the rest of the equipment, and so a smaller number of people are out of power.
Kylie Kaczynski, 90.5 WESA News.